Now, we have something kind of serious to do here, but I wonder if Ashley and Kate could be making their way up here. In the meantime, I will give you Mike Robinson.
Mike. He was here just a minute ago.
Here he is.
I'm surrounded by short people, I guess.
I'm just like challenged.
Okay, vertically challenged.
Vertically challenged.
I'd like to read a poem called It Couldn't Be Done by Edgar Guest. Somebody said that it couldn't be done, but she with a chuckle replied that maybe it could, but she would be one who wouldn't say so till she tried. So she buckled right in with the trace of a grin on her face. If she worried, she hid it. She started to sing as she tackled the thing, but couldn't be done, and she did it. Somebody scoffed, "Oh, you'll never do that." At least no one ever has done it. But she took off her coat, and she took off her hat, and the first thing we knew, she'd begun it. With a lift of her chin and a bit of a grin, without any doubt or quibit, she started to sing as she tackled the thing that couldn't be done, and she did it. There are thousands to tell you it cannot be done. There are thousands to prophesy failure. There are thousands to point out, one by one, the dangers that wait to assail you. But just buckle in with a bit of a grin. Just take off your coat and go to it. Just start to sing as you tackle the thing, and cannot be done, and you'll do it. Years ago, a wonderful lady joined a fledgling organization of blind persons. She had committed herself to the movement, serving in numerous capacities, including state president in 19... Niagara Falls chapter president, as well as many other offices. She's also a fixture at our lobbying efforts every winter. She is a lector at her church, has volunteered with the Dale Association, as well as reading with and to kindergartners and many other venues. She retired after many years from the Department of Social Services, where she was employed as a translator of Italian and Spanish and a stenographer. She is a committed mother, a devoted wife to the late Herb, God rest his soul, and a superb friend as well. She has been an inspiration, a role model, and an adoptive grandma to many of us. So it's with great pleasure that we honor Laura Herman for her tireless efforts. You can stay there for a moment. At this time, it's my pleasure to ask Ashley Gallagher if she could please come forward.
You're sneaky too.
Okay. Vincent Taglierino has served our community for over 50 years. He has always been involved in the blind community and involved in advancements of those who are less fortunate than others. In 1956, Vincent graduated from the New York School for the Blind and has also been a charter member of the Buffalo chapter of the NFB for 51 years. He was president for the Buffalo chapter of the NFB for 22 years and now holds the office of vice president. Vincent also has been very involved in the Niagara Frontier Radio Reading Program. He is a charter member of the Niagara Frontier Radio Reading Service and served as vice chairman for 5 years. Some of his other accomplishments include serving on the Buffalo Mayor's Advisory Committee for the Advocacy Office for the Disabled. He was chairman of the District Lions Party for the Blind and Visually Impaired for 24 years, and also chairman for the District Lions Summer Picnic for the Blind and Visually Impaired. Vincent has also lobbied extensively in Albany and Washington, D.C. to state and federal officials for the advancement of the blind and the visually impaired. Both on a state and national level. He has also served as a board member for the Blind Association for Western New York, now the Olmsted Center. Currently, Vincent remains heavily involved in his passion for helping others, as mentioned earlier. He is currently the vice president of the Buffalo chapter, as mentioned earlier, of the National Federation of the Blind. He is self-employed. He's a self-employed musician. By day, he tunes and repairs pianos, and by night, he is the life of the party, playing the piano or organ. One of the best musicians around, and known all over Western New York. He was married to Kathy for 37 years and father to two children, Colleen and Vincent. He also enjoys time with his two grandchildren, Tyler and Braden.
I'm right here.
Wait a minute.
All right. Let a young lady from Syracuse talk.
We have one more individual that we're honoring during this portion of the events tonight. Sorry.
And you have to talk loud.
Okay, I've been talking for 2 days and I came in with no voice. Give me a break.
They can hear you.
You sound like you're.
No. Can I use this one? Is this better? Okay. All right. Okay. We've got one more person to honor tonight. This person moved to Syracuse at the age of 2 and at the age of 10, lost his vision during a freak snowball accident. Now, there's a certain poetry, if you know anything about, or as I did, grew up in the Syracuse area, there's a certain poetry in having your life defined by a snowball. This person attended the Batavia School for the Blind and got an education that he himself said is comparable only to a private school education in this day and age. He worked a full career, first in a factory, then as a masseur and as a developer of x-rays at the Syracuse Memorial Hospital. He raised a family, was married, and was a full participant in his community to the extent that he launched a bowling league for the blind in Syracuse, which continues to this day. He was one of the first members of the organization that became the NFB of New York, and he is here tonight for the 50th time or so, give or take one or two. I can't read the entirety of this plaque that's in my hand because somebody forgot to get it brailled, but the part that I remember that I think that is...
I know. Okay.
The part that I remember that I think is truly fitting is at the end. It says, you were there at the beginning, and you nurtured a movement, you nurtured an affiliate, and you continue to give your wise counsel. Everybody, give it up for Wilbur Webb.
If we could have Vinny, Laura, and Wilbur please come forward. I'll read the plaque if I could. If I could read the plaque, please. It says, the National Federation of the Blind of New York State wishes to express our everlasting appreciation to Laura Herman, Wilbur Webb, Vincent Taglerino. You were there at the beginning. You nurtured a growing affiliate, and you still provide your counsel. Blind New Yorkers of past generations, this generation and future generations owe you a debt that cannot be repaid. The only payment we have to offer is our gratitude, our love, and a humble thank you. 2008.
Good evening, good evening. I have the opportunity to speak to you again. What a pleasure. Did you ever see what you will see tonight? 156 years of service between among the three of us. Isn't that great? Isn't that great? Yes. And you know what? We're still as enthusiastic, not as frightened as we were 52 years ago. But we are so enthusiastic to watch our great organization progress to where it is now. And the future for all of us is so great because we have so many dedicated and enthusiastic members. And also I'd like to thank the excellent leadership that I have had the pleasure to know over this period of time. Thank you for leading us where you have. And one more question. Things supposed to be given to people posthumously? Am I alive or what? Thank you.
Don't have much to say except being the youngest one, I've always told to keep my mouth shut. And it's always been a pleasure to go out and march and walk, and so I'm a foot B.
Here you go, man. Okay. Thank you. Yeah, this is a surprise to me, and I want to thank Mike and thank the Federation of the Blind for this. I didn't expect this at all. But I got to tell you a quick story about the National Federation of the Blind. You heard Carl talk about, we had a picketing back in the early 90s when I was president. And one of the strongest strengths that I've ever gotten when I was involved with that picketing, when James Gashel was our representative up here trying to straighten this out, and we had picketed, and we had quite a rally going, and we got a tremendous amount of publicity. Well, I've had people, we were on television, we were on radio, and I have people come up to me and say, aren't you afraid of being sued, afraid of being tortured, or people are going to come after you? I said, no, I've got the National Federation of the Blind. They gave me a tremendous amount of courage. They know what they're doing. I learned a lot. And I'll tell you, behind the National Federation of the Blind, I didn't worry about a thing. And I tell you, we won that whole case, and they had to pay all of the expenses. Plus, they gave the blind people in the workshop all of the back money they were owed. And that gave me a lot of tremendous courage. And another thing, thank you. Last night, I saw Dr. Maurer and Patricia Maurer, Mrs. Maurer there. I told them right out, and I said this from the very beginning, they're two dynamic people, and they give me or anyone tremendous amount of inspiration. I want to thank the National Federation of Blind and thank Dr. Maurer for even coming. It's always great to see him, and I appreciate everything I hear about him all the time. Thank you very much for this, everyone, for the National Federation of the Blind, right down the line from Mike down to Carl and the rest of the crew. Thank you, everybody.
I want to get the last word in here. I got to get the last word. Presidential prerogative. Laura, Wilbur, Vinny, I gather, like Vinny said, you didn't expect this. You wonder why we came to Western New York this year. We came to Western New York to say thank you. Thank you, Laura. Thank you, Wilbur. Thank you, Vinny, for letting me and everyone else here stand on your shoulders. I give you back to the mistress of ceremonies.